This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? Grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walk in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Back on the show with producer Drew Young, I'm Tom Ackerman. It is Cardinal baseball coming your way at 11:55 this morning. The Cardinals and the Pirates from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Right now, we're going to head to Circuit of the Americas, Austin, Texas, NASCAR's first road race of 2026. And we're joined by the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway in Madison, Illinois. Chris Blair is with us. How are you, Chris?
I am absolutely wonderful, Tom, because it's sunny and it's March and you're talking about baseball and I'm at a race.
So absolutely love it. Oh, that's awesome. Shane Van Gisbergen, he is the road course dynamo on this NASCAR circuit. Everybody expecting it. Oh, wait a minute. Tyler Reddick in the pole position. What is with this guy? He's now going for a record. He could be the first driver to win the first three races of a NASCAR Cup season.
Well, and that's what amazed me. I wasn't expecting that. Then I went back and I was taking a look at some of Tyler's performances here at Circuit of the Americas. And over the course of the new car era, since they've been running here, he's like the number one guy in overall lap after lap performance. He's always running at the front. He just really hasn't been able to pull it off here. So, based on the hot streak that he's on and his car owner, Michael Jordan, being one of the luckiest guys on the planet, I'd give him a pretty good shot today. They could do this.
They absolutely could. He won there in 2023.
That's right.
Chris, what's going on with 2311 racing just in general? You just alluded to it. He's very fortunate, Michael Jordan, but he's a winner and he's pumped. I mean, this is really a change, not only in what we're seeing in terms of winning here, but, you know, we all know about the lawsuit that happened and a change in NASCAR structure, so to speak.
Well, a big part of this, though, what I'm looking at, it's Tyler Reddick. Tyler is really they're settling in with that team. You know, he had some incredible performances when he was racing over at RCR. And since he's been here with 2311, he's been able to get settled in. You know, he had a tough year last year. He had a son, a baby that was having some health issues. He was a little bit distracted trying to take care of things on the home front. This year, everything's going well, and Tyler is just an amazing racer. And we saw that he grew up in DeCoin, Illinois, racing dirt tracks around our area. And he's always just been a hard racer. I think it's all finally coming together, his experience with that team and all the things that he's been doing. I think this is more or less, you know, Tyler announcing that he's arriving, and his experience and his expertise with these cars, I think it's helping that team. And you see that His teammate Bubba has been running up front. He's been having a hard time closing some of the deals. But it's kind of reminiscent of last year. Christopher Bell won three races in a row early in the season. And I think these Toyotas, they just come out of the box quick. And Tyler's in the right place, right time, good driver. I think it's all coming together for them.
NASCAR back to road racing. Circuit of the Americas today, their first road race of 2026. And Chris Blair is there representing Worldwide Technology Raceway and the St. Louis area. You have your own NASCAR Cup race. That'll be on September 11th weekend. As we look forward to that on September 13th, it's going to be that weekend of the Enjoy Illinois 300, another playoff race for you. And I know that you've run a bunch of these now. You're an experienced GM when it comes to cup races, Chris.
Oh, yeah, and that's one of the great things about being here and walking around the garage area talking to a lot of the folks. They really love coming to St. Louis. They love our racetrack. They love Southern Illinois. They've really appreciate what we've been doing. And one of the great things about this, too, you know, Goodyear brought a really good tire to our race last season, and the drivers were able to go places they had never been able to go before on our track. This year, we've got some additional horsepower. They're going to be 750 horsepower. I'm going to actually talk to a couple of the drivers today, trying to figure out a few of the things, what they're seeing. I think after we get through Phoenix and we see what this new setup is going to be like, we're going to have a little better understanding of what it could do for our race, but I think it's going to make the racing even better. And you're hearing about some of that here with this as well, with the additional horsepower they're getting on the road course. It's changing the dynamic of the race. So there's going to be some exciting things going on with our race that weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
September 11th, 12th, and 13th at Worldwide Technology Raceway. I do note that September 12th is the Cardinals Hall of Fame enshrinement. And while Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina are on the ballot, you can vote for one every time that you log in, but they will induct as many as two. And it feels like a foregone conclusion that the two are going to go in together the weekend of your race. So I would imagine you're going to have a lot of people milling about in downtown St. Louis and vice versa. That could be one festive weekend if it all comes together.
Well, one of the things that I'm hearing from a lot of my friends who are fans and fans from other areas, they, a lot of times they're asking us, are the Cardinals at home the weekend of the race? And there's a lot of people that are excited now that they found out about this aspect, you know, with the Hall of Fame inductions. There's a buzz about it because people love to be able to come into the area and do a lot of other things, both on the Illinois side as well as on the St. Louis side. And so this is going to make just an absolutely amazing weekend. There's a lot of concerts in town that week. We have the Confluence Music Festival at the track, Cardinals baseball, NASCAR racing. It's really going to put a spotlight on the whole region that weekend.
I will mention also that one Michael Jeffrey Jordan was at the race last year. Now, he was not in the public eye. This was not blown up in the press or anything. He was privately in and out of there, but he was there. I had a spy spot him with his own eyes.
Well, I think what you're going to see, too, you know, this year we're seeing Michael everywhere. He's out on pit road at Atlanta and Daytona. When your cars are running up front, you're more likely to get out and be seen. So I'm expecting you'll probably see Michael right there on pit road during our race, walking through the garage area and checking it all out.
Chris, recently you hit the 100-day mark before the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Your IndyCar race is back at Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Can you believe it's the 10th running of this race, Tom?
Wow.
And you remember what that first one was like. And this year there's even more importance in our race. We are the only race in all of motorsports that's broadcast on network prime time. So Fox Network really believes in what we're doing, what IndyCar is doing. They're part owner of the IndyCar series. And we're going to go green at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night in June, on June 7th. And Fox is really wanting to do some special stuff. I'm meeting with the IndyCar folks next week. We're going to really plan some more things. But, you know, there's nothing like a night race. But to have that opportunity to showcase our racetrack and our region and everything that we do and the Bomarito Group on Fox primetime, it adds a little bit of pressure to me to make sure we make the show even more spectacular. So we're going to have to blow up some more pyro and maybe bring some drones in, and we're going to do some really fun stuff around the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 for that 10th running.
You know, I've been in a partnership with you and Curtis Francois for a long time, helping you spread the word about your track and serving as an ambassador of sorts. And so as soon as I heard it was a night race, you're the first person I thought of, because I knew your eyes lit up on that one. There's no doubt. The Cardinals are in town, too, by the way, that weekend, June 5th through the 7th, taking on the Reds. So you hit the lottery there as well. So that should be fun. IndyCar weekend. What should we know about tickets? How are they selling? I know that that Cup race has sold out in the past.
So Cup ticket sales are going very, very well. Now, as far as the IndyCar race, it is up absolutely incredibly. I mean, it's I think it's something about that night race. I think it's about the overall show that the fans got last year. We are doing extremely well on ticket sales for our IndyCar race. And I think there's just a tremendous buzz about IndyCar. They're opening races today in St. Pete, and a lot of people are excited about that. The series is doing really well. And there's just something magical about racing under the lights, and fans are excited about it. We've seen a lot of people that are, you know, planning a special event weekend around that. So it's doing very well. NASCAR doing well. NHRA is looking really good on advanced ticket sales. It's the 75th anniversary of the NHRA series. So everything's looking really strong for this year. And we're doing a big push on our NASCAR ticket promotion right now. So if you buy your tickets during the month of March, or by the end of March, you will receive complimentary on-site parking. So a lot of people, that's more incentive to go ahead and get your tickets now, so you can secure that complimentary parking on-site. And there's also some great offers, too, as you get ready and for those early bird offers. So if you go to WWTRaceway.com, you can check them all out.
Always a good time over there. Chris, have a great time down in Austin, and safe travels back. We'll see you soon.
All right, Tom. Take care.
Great to visit with the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway, Chris Blair, on Sports on a Sunday Morning. When we come back, we'll go to Jupiter, Florida. Chaim Bloom is standing by to join me live to talk about the Ollie Marmol contract extension. Back in a moment, Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm Spencer, and I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.